Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today I'm going to share a story about a man of faith. Now, he was an accomplished artist and cowboy. Earl Baskin passed away in 1995, but he was recently inducted into several rodeo halls of fame and was really a groundbreaker for cowboy art. But his son, John, remembers him mostly as a man of faith in Jesus Christ and a man whose faith influenced his life in a lot of ways. Well, I had the opportunity to interview John Baskin recently, and here's a little bit of that interview. I'm joined now by John Baskin. He is the son of a famous cowboy sculptor, the late Earl Baskin. And we're going to be talking a little bit with John about how religion influenced his father's artwork and also about some of his father's accomplishments. So thank you so much for being here, John.
Well, thank you.
First, just tell me, what kind of man was your father?
He was a great man, very faithful to the gospel and to the church all of his life. But he was a cowboy, which is kind of a dichotomy.
How do you think that worked together? Because cowboys are notoriously rough and tough and, you know, maybe not the most reverent group, I would say, probably. But how do you feel like his faith in Christ and his, you know, deep-seated beliefs really played a role in his life?
Well, he had good pioneer heritage that crossed the plains, and he knew these pioneers, and had talked to them. So I remember he talking about sitting on his grandpa's lap or his grandmother's lap that crossed the plains, had lived in Nauvoo and knew the prophet. So it made a big change, an influence in his life. I mean, his grandmother actually put him on his lap, on her lap one time, and said that when she was a little girl living in Nauvoo, she sat on Joseph Smith's lap.
What a neat thing to have that to draw from, you know, when you're thinking about your life and formulating how you want it to go religiously, to have that neat heritage to sort of draw from is remarkable for sure.
Right, very close to the beginning of the church there, that one generation there.
How do you feel like he instilled those values and beliefs in Christ in you?
Well, he was always faithful. We always had family home evening, always went to church, and he just was always faithful and always had family prayer and had an influence on me.
Let's talk about some of his accomplishments because he was pretty remarkable. So he has been inducted into several halls of fame for rodeo, correct? And also for cowboy artwork. Mm-hmm. He also designed rodeo equipment throughout his career. And he was trained by a famous biblical sculptor, Torlif Canapus, who has done artwork at a lot of temples here for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints all over the world. So did he tell you stories about that?
He did. And his whole, the interest even getting there is, you know, Dad quit school when he was in third grade and he was working on a ranch, and the mounted police came there and asked him how old he was. He said, well, I'm 13. And he says, well, you better get back to school. So he made him go back to school. And so his dad had, my grandpa had a contract to be the bus driver. Actually, the bus was an old stagecoach driven by horses. And so my dad then got the job of doing that, picking up the kids. So going to school wasn't so bad after all, because it was kind of fun to do that. But then he quit school again. And in fact, he never did graduate from high school. But he was working on the Nelson Ranch, and he read a story about Jim Thorpe, the Indian that became great in the Olympics. He said that Jim had got fired, but he didn't know what to do, so he was confiding with the cook, and cook said, well, because Jim said, all I know is just cowboy. I've never done anything else. He said, why don't you go to school? And so he went to the Indian school and became a great Olympian athlete. So Dad thought, well, gee, maybe what do I want to do? All I know is cowboying, but I want to be an artist. He always was artistic. And so one day he was riding his horse out of town there in Raymond, Alberta, and a horse jumped upon a puddle of water, but it was muddy, and the horse slipped and rolled over, and he thought, oh, every bone in his body was broken there. He was laying out on the street. And so he got up and made his way over to the Hicken Ranch. And Ben Hicken had just come back from BYU. And he said, why don't you go to BYU? So he said, well, maybe I'll do that. So he applied, and he was 27 years old. And he hadn't been to school in 10 years or more. So, but he continued. And he loved art and wanted to be an artist. And
so he was accepted at 27 years old to Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, and went there and ended up meeting this professor.
And Torlif Kanappas was one of the guest professors, and took a sculpture class from him. And that's how the connection comes with Torlif Kanappas. And, of course, he's famous before the handcart pioneer sculpture on Temple Square.
For sure. So do you feel like when you look at your father's artwork that it has an added soul, that it has a difference, that you can tell that he was a man of faith?
Well, yes. And his art has the depth. He knows what he was doing. He felt what he was doing. And he always felt like it was a good purpose to continue the family history by making it into a bronze.
What kind of legacy do you think your father leaves?
A wonderful one. Just absolutely wonderful. Just it's mind-boggling to read it and to comprehend that somebody could have so many interesting experiences.
What do you hope that people know when they look at your father's work or when they hear of one of his accomplishments?
Well, ultimately, that he was faithful and true to the gospel. You know, he served as a bishop and a stake patriarch. He served on a mission.
Several leadership positions in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Correct.
And what lasting message do you have for our listeners about your father's faith?
Well, he was a man of faith and true and faithful to the end.
Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much to John Bascom.
Thank you.
Now, you may have heard John's voice crack just slightly as he got really emotional talking about his father. That was really special during the interview to see in person. But it's clear that he just cared about his father so much and that his father just had a really great influence on his life. So thank you so much to John Bascom for sharing stories about his father's life with us. Now, if you're interested in learning more about Torlif Kanappas, he's the artist who taught Earl Bascom during his time at Brigham Young University here in Provo, Utah. You can listen to an episode specifically about Kanappas on Everything Creative on the Mormon Channel, and it was discussion number 50 if you're looking that up. So just mormonchannel.org, look for Everything Creative on the Mormon Channel, and episode number 50. Mormon Channel Daily is, of course, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today's song is A Poor Wayfaring Man of Grief by Hymns from the Harp. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
And my